What up, good people, man? The Jaguars fall short in Kansas City. I think the defense just did not show up, didn't put up any resistance. And I'll tell you about all of that in just a second here on the postcast of Locked On Jaguars.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for joining the postcast edition of Locked On Jaguars, where it's your team every day. And we thank you for making us your first listen, reminding you that we are free on all platforms, man. Wherever you get your podcast, you don't have to pay for it. You're paying for it watching that game today, though, aren't you? You got a little headache. Well, Doug Peterson called it a benchmark game. I took the liberty last week of calling it a heat check. And we called it a heat check because normally you would come up with some sort of game plan to say, okay, this is what you're going to do. You're going to control the ball. You're going to take advantage of your opportunities. You're going to, you know, run the football. You're going to try to limit this and limit that. Well, for me, when you play a team like KC and you play them on the road, you can't hide from what they got coming to you. You can try to game plan and do all of these things all you want. You can't hide from the fact that they're going to score. They're like the Golden State Warriors of the NFL. They're going to score points. So this is one where you have to go out like Rocky Balboa and stand in the middle of the ring. And you got to swing. And you got to swing. And I said last week that I would throw the kitchen sink at Kansas City. Well, they come out today, and lo and behold, boom, onside kick. Recover the onside kick. Their first three drives, they moved to at least the KC 45-yard line. They ain't scored no points. And then you turn around and look, and Kansas City has points. And then they finally scored some points. And then you look back again, and they get the ball a couple of more times, and they missed field goals going into the half, and they got the ball at halftime, and they scored again. So there were some things that went right, right? Everything went right except this, they didn't score. So when you don't score, it defeats the purpose of all of this aggression, right? When you don't score points, you have to score points in order for this thing to work. So the kicker let them down twice. A couple of down and distance situations and sacks, and Cam Robinson and Brandon Sheriff getting blown up by Chris Jones. Chris Jones blow a lot of people up. But when you pay Sheriff all that money, you want him to offer a little bit more resistance than that, right? You want him to offer a little bit more resistance than that, as great as Chris Jones is. Or at least on the other side, our guys that the Jaguars have either used high resources on or paid a lot of money, they have to put some resistance up. You know, the Chiefs have two guys on their offensive line that were rookies last year. I don't know where all of our high-priced free agents are on defense and our big-time draft, first-round draft picks, and they just did not do what they needed to do. Adam, I know. Adam, I'm going to get to you. He said, the guy makes the kicks. The game is a lot closer, you know, and if my aunt had a mustache, she'd be my uncle. So, you know, we can if all day. It just didn't work. What went right? Well, Doug laid it all on the line. He said, go punch. And they did. And they landed some punches. The bottom line is, this is still a team that doesn't know how to win rounds. They can't keep things together. They can't. They do the most Jaguar stuff ever at the most inopportune time. At some point, it has to stop, especially for these veterans. And I'm going to get into that too, because there are some guys that you expect to play better. Now, we have two edge rushers, Walker and Allen. One's a rookie, and the other one's going into, you know, he's finishing his fourth year. I'm going to be harder on Josh Allen because he's had a longer time to get this right. But neither one of them played worth a damn, and neither one of them really has played well in the last few weeks. I think Walker is starting to hit a little bit of a rookie wall, and some of the things that he needs to work on, he can't get them done until the offseason. And I have a little bit more patience with him because at the end of the day, if you change defenses, he can play a big end in a 3-4. I don't think the other dude Josh Allen is going to ever amount to anything more than he is right now. 27-17, the Jaguars fall to KC. They got a bye week, and then they got to play the Ravens. It doesn't get any easier for them. We're going to talk about a few things here in segment number two on the special postcast edition. We need to really, really start to look at the leadership, the guys that they have on this team that everyone thinks or that they believe are really good. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to focus on those leaders, the guy, those 7, 8, 9 guys, because when you play a team like Kansas City, you know who their 7, 8, 9 guys are. They put it right in your face. You know exactly who they are. So we're going to get to that in just a second here on our postcast. Today's show is sponsored by, I'm gonna let you know who they're sponsored by as soon as I can pull this thing up. This always does this to me every single time, right? I know it is, man. It's Total Wine and More, one of my favorite places. I don't know why I screwed that up, but let me tell you about Total Wine and More, man. During the holidays, those gift packages, there's nothing in this store you can't find. All right, I don't care where you're from, what region is from, what country the wine is from, what vineyard it's from, you're going to find it. And during the holiday season, there's nothing other than having your family around. There's nothing better than having a nice little beverage in your hand to have people around while you're watching games. The holiday, find what you love at Total Wine with so many great bottles to choose from. It's easy to find new favorite single barrel bourbon or the perfect gifts for everyone on your wish list with some help from a friendly guide. And all with the confidence of knowing that you found something special for the lowest price. That's right. Find what you love. Love what you find only at Total Wine and More. Curbside pickup and delivery available in most areas. Visit TotalWine.com to learn more. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Dakota or North Carolina. And you have to be 21 to drink responsibly. Also, I want to let you guys know that today's show is also sponsored by Prize Picks. That's right. You guys have heard me talk about Prize Picks all the time. I hope you had your Prize Picks selections in today, because if you had anybody in that Buffalo, Minnesota game, I'm telling you, you did really, really well. Now, you want to know exactly what Prize Picks is all about? Here's what it is. It's daily fantasy, right? There are entries. Those entries have player projections based on what you think they're going to do yards-wise, right? And you have to decide if those projections by Prize Picks are right or wrong. So you go more or less. Now, you have to pick at least 2 entries, up to 5 entries. And if you get them all right, there's a chance you can win up to 10 times your money. And if you think I'm joking, I have already done it. I made an $18 bet just today. Not a bet, but an $18 projection, as we call it, right? And guess what happened? I won $180 because I was right and I chose to go under. I chose to go less than everything. That's right, less than everything. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy. Now, remember, it's daily fantasy. They have projections, and you go more or less than those projections. First-time users can receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. If you deposit $100, PrizePicks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, PrizePicks will give you $50. You go and use the promo code Locked On at sign up for that instant match deposit when you sign up and use that promo code. Remember, daily fantasy projections, more or less. That's prizepicks.com. All right, man. So do you want more or less of Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker? I want more of Trayvon Walker. It seems like to me, I don't know if those guys get tired, but every time I look out there and I want to make sure I do this without having to look at the all 22 the next day. I try to do this when it's going on. I watch the game as the game's going on, and I'm trying to see who's on the field. And too many times what we look at and we see backup reserves in the secondary on the defensive line at running back. I think I saw JaMychal Hasty too much today. I ain't going to lie to you. And I'm thinking, like, do they honestly believe that these guys are just as good as the starters? Or are those guys out of shape? Or are those guys tired? Because let me tell you what I did not see. And I've watched this for a couple of weeks. I watched the other team. When I watched Chris, I didn't see Chris Jones out of the game in critical moments. I just didn't, right? I didn't see him gone. I didn't see him missing. I didn't see Travis Kelce taking a break. I just didn't. And too many times the Jaguars, it's like they, it's almost like they're telling you they got 53 guys, they're all good and they're all even. No, they're not. You need your best players on the field. And if they're tired, you need to figure out how to keep them in shape. I'm getting sick of looking out there and seeing those guys, those other guys on the field in critical moments. And then when the team marches downfield, you want to run your other guys back in. That is becoming something that is absolutely getting on my nerves. I thought Hasty was bad, and Tony Romo and them called it out in one series where you got to keep the Chiefs off the field and you got to keep moving the ball if you're Jacksonville. I just don't get it. And Tony did make a good point. Tony says, it's odd that you'd start the game with an onside kick, but you won't go for it on fourth and a foot. That is odd because you're taking a bigger risk with the other thing. And I know there's the element of surprise in there, but they just have some weird practices that I wish would just absolutely go away if they're going to get any better. So the heat check and the benchmark aspect of this is this. You basically saw what you got. You lined up against a good team. And while some things went right, and I'm going to tell you what that thing is, Trevor Lawrence, I think he played great. Etienne, in the limited amount of time that he played today and the limited opportunities, I thought he looked good at some point. Looked like he might have got a little banged up. So I'm eager to hear what Doug Peterson says about that, even though they're a little hush-hush on injuries. But the thing is, man, is we see what it is now. Cam Robinson cost them a touchdown that really, really broke their momentum. Illegal, ineligible man downfield, you got to be downfield 5 yards. The ball was on the 4-yard line. Trevor even looked around like, what are you doing? Like, why are you even in the end zone? What are you doing? I guess they said he was looking for somebody to block. If you know the play ain't even going that way, why are you doing that? This is a veteran. This is a $15, $16 million a year tackle making mistakes. Juwan Taylor got beat a couple of times, too, by Chris Jones. Happens. It happens with an all-pro like that. But you'd like to see a little bit more resistance. Or stick somebody over there and help chip out or something, man, when you know it's a critical down and distance situation. Brandon Sheriff got his brains beat out a couple of times by Chris Jones, and Chris Jones will do that to a lot of people. But again, you want a little bit of resistance. Now, when you flip it around, their guys gave a lot of resistance to our top guys, right? So what happens to our top guys? Well, maybe our top guys aren't top. Maybe our top guys aren't top. Maybe edge rusher is something that's still a need on this team. And you got a guy who's a first overall pick, and then another dude who you got on a fifth-year option, and now you still need an edge rusher, which is a quandary. That's a word I learned last week. That's a bit of a quandary. And what that means is it's a situation where you're stuck and you're using resources on the same position, and that's not feasible in order to – let me tell you something. It's like if you're going to cook Thanksgiving meal, right? Somebody gives you $100 to get the whole meal, and you use $90 on a turkey, on two turkies. You get a fried turkey and a roasted turkey. And you ain't bought no sides. And you still in the store with your last $10 looking for a turkey. That's what it's like. You can't do that. D1 Heat, I love you to death. You said we could still win the division. Yep. And I could still wake up tomorrow and be Elon Musk, but it ain't going to happen. The thing is, what we have to understand is there's an evaluation going on here of the better players on the team. Look, they're fine with I won't say fine. I hate that word. They're good with a lot of the players on the team. But you still have to ask yourself, when you play a top-tier team like this, are your top-tier guys – if your top-tier guys are never going to be able to match those top-tier guys, I saw a game just a few minutes ago Stephon Diggs is one of the best receivers in the league, right? Minnesota lost him. Guess what they replaced him with? A dude that's just like him. So you have to be able to do that. You have to be able to go mano a mano when it comes to those 6, 7, or 8 people, because those are the guys that's the difference maker. And right now the Jaguars don't have them. Trevor's going to be fine at quarterback. He's good. I think he's grown a lot the last couple of weeks, and he's given you a lot to look forward to. Etienne is a really good running back. They might have missed James Robinson a little bit today. I ain't going to lie to you, because Hasty doesn't look like he is anywhere near as good as James Robinson, okay? The offensive line, they still need somebody. Even though the problem for me has always been left guard, that wasn't a problem today. The problem for me, and this is the problem with the problem, the problem for me was the starters. The starters. And everybody's hit me up on this message board. I know, I hear you storm the desert, that all of these points were left up on the board. That's the point. The points were left up on the board. The points keep being left on the board every single week. I get it. It's like having a Rolls Royce with a flat tire. You saying, man, it's only a flat tire. But the flat tire's been flat every time we try to get in the car. You can't fix it. Y'all telling me what the problem is? I know that's what the problem is. The problem is the fact that that is a problem. Right? So, they got a quarterback. I love Christian Kirk and his competitors today. Zay Jones is a pretty good receiver, maybe a number four. They need a really, really good tight end. You saw it again today. Same offense, same scheme. They got two or three guys. They got a Hall of Famer and then another two dudes you never heard of catching balls. And the Jaguars barely got a tight end who can catch balls. Yeah. And let me tell you something about Mike Caldwell. There's too many good defensive coordinators out there floating around for him to be having the kind of play calls and game that he had today, because mark my word, if this thing doesn't improve, they're going to take a long look at him too, and you might see a new DC next year. I ain't going to say it all today, man. I'll tell you where I'll do it at, though, here on the Locked On Jaguars podcast. I will do that because it's your team every day. I'll do it every day this week, starting tomorrow, starting on Monday. We're going to get into some of the nuts and bolts of this thing, and I'm going to tell you why I'm a little bit disappointed in the defense, and I don't know if it's coaching, schematics, the players, but something has got to give. This is a 3-7 football team, and they look like it, and they don't look like a team that's going to get to 6 wins. I know they left a lot of points on the board against a team that wasn't that's one of the best teams in the league. So what? Doesn't matter. It's how they left them on that gives me the problem. Tune in to Locked On Jaguars podcast every single day because it's your team every day. We thank you for making us your first listen. Join me. Make sure you catch it in tomorrow. We're going to get in. We're going to talk about this defense tomorrow and find out what the Jaguars need to do in the draft. Until then, take care of each other. Be safe. Enjoy the rest of your evening.